Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
As I was rooting around here in the pigpen, I found one of our great episodes from last year on November 1st. I thought it very appropriate to play it on this November 1st because the history of football, November 1st, is coming at you in the Best of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast with the birthdays of Tom Mack, Ted Hendricks, and As the Saints Come Marching in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to our podcast of football history and football history headlines for November 1st. And we are going to go right at it. Go to November 1st, 1966. Pontchartrain Hotel, New Orleans, Louisiana. NFL Commissioner Pete Rozelle made an announcement that the league had awarded the 16th franchise in the NFL to the New Orleans Saints franchise. The Saints ended up playing their very first game on September 17th, 1967, and the first play was a very memorable 94-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by rookie John Gilliam against the Los Angeles Rams, as the Saints won the game 27-13 in front of over 80,000 at Tulane Stadium. It's time for a Hall of Fame birthday memory as we go to November 1st, 1911, Oswego, Illinois. Slade Cutter, a tackle from the Navy midshipman, was born on this day. Slade, in high school, didn't set out to play football. In fact, he was a musician that played the flute. It wasn't until he entered Severn Preparatory School in Maryland that the football coach there, a guy by the name Paul Brown, yes, that Paul Brown, asked him to try out for football. The National Football Foundation bio on Cutter goes on to say how he made the Severn team and later became an All-American with a Naval Academy team. Cutter also won two letters in lacrosse, three in boxing, and was a collegiate heavyweight boxing champion. During World War II, Slade commanded a submarine, the USS Seahorse, and he and his crew sunk over 19 Japanese ships. In 1957, Cutter was quoted about talking about officers who played football and then had his troops under their command. There is a grapevine in the ranks of all services. The men make it their business to find out who the officers are. There's a special respect for those who would carry the ball on a football field, throw a wicked block, or make a dead stop tackle. Slade Cutter was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1967. Another great football legend of Hall of Famer born on this day was born on November 1st, 1943 in Cleveland, Ohio. Tom Mack, the 1965 All-American guard out of the University of Michigan, was born. Tom was the Los Angeles Rams' first-round pick in 1966, and boy, what a great pick he was. Mack played for 13 seasons for the Rams, and in that span, he went to 11 Pro Bowls, never missed a game as his streak was 184 straight, and was an all-NFL selection five times. Pretty amazing numbers for anyone, but especially for someone playing the offensive line. Tom Mack entered into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1999's enshrinement ceremonies. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the embed player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballist Family Podcast. And I'm going to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballist Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
4 years later is almost a deja vu of another Hall of Famer born on November 1st in Cleveland, Ohio, that went to Michigan. It was marked the birth of a safety from the University of Michigan, Tom Curtis. Curtis played for the Wolverines from 1967 through the 1969 seasons, where he was selected as a consensus All-American in 1969. The footballfoundation.org website tells us how Tom set records at Michigan for interceptions in a game, and then in a season with 10, adding 431 yards to them. His career interception mark of 25 picks ranks second in Big Ten history and is tied for fourth this day in NCAA record books. The National Football Foundation inducted Tom Curtis into their College Football Hall of Fame in 2005. Tom Curtis moved on to the pro game after college, playing for the Baltimore Colts in 1970 and 71 seasons, and was a member of the Super Bowl V championship team. Then, born that same day, November 1st, 1947, in Guatemala City, Guatemala, Ted Hendricks, the linebacker from the University of Florida, came to this life. According to the National Football Foundation's website bio on the player, Ted Hendricks stood at 6'7" and weighed in roughly at 218 pounds while at the University of Miami, and his angry style of play, along with his long, lanky physical stature, had his peers dub him as the Mad Stork. As a defensive end during his three seasons with the Hurricanes, Ted received All-American recognition three times by totaling 327 tackles, and that averaged out to be a remarkable 109 tackles per season. Pretty good numbers for a D-end. Ted was an above-average student at Miami, majoring in math and minor in psychology, too. The NFF selected and placed Ted Hendricks into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1987. Ted, after college, was the number one pick of the Baltimore Colts in 1969's NFL draft, and he played pro football as a linebacker from 1969 through 1983 seasons with the Colts, Packers, and Raiders, and was a member of four winning Super Bowl teams. According to the Pro Football Hall of Fame's bio on him, Ted intercepted 26 passes, which he returned for 332 yards and a touchdown. He also recovered 16 opponents' fumbles and scored a record-tying four safeties. Hendricks scored touchdowns on an interception, a fumble return, and a blocked punt. In all, he blocked 25 field goal slash point after attempts in his pro career and scored four safeties and played on eight Pro Bowl teams. In 1990, Ted Hendricks was honored by being enshrined into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. To wrap up our November 1st Hall of Fame birthdays, we have another big man. November 1st, 1977, that marks the birth in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, of Steve Hutchinson, a guard from the University of Michigan. ProFootballHOF.com website states that Steve was 6'4", 315 pounds of muscle, and was drafted in the first round as the 17th player taken overall of the 2001 NFL draft by the Seattle Seahawks. He played for 12 NFL seasons, both in Seattle and with the Minnesota Vikings, and in that span he made seven Pro Bowl teams and was selected to the All-Decade team of the 2000s, and even played in Super Bowl 40 with Seattle. Steve was an integral part of the offensive line unit that blocked the way for Sean Alexander to earned the Associated Press's NFL MVP honors in 2005 after rushing for a team record 1,880 yards and setting an NFL record with 28 touchdowns, 27 of those on the ground. The Pro Football Hall of Fame selected Steve Hutchinson to enter into their ranks in the year 2020. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called called Jersey Dispatch is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.